welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Let's go around the horn.
Haru playing Toluga.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Rich playing Theo.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Well, that was a fun heist-a-roo, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know,
we're still in the midst of it. We haven't gotten the score yet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all but in the bag.
JK, no, I mean, I'm the one with the hole, who, and I'm sitting on the ground trying
I'm
to fix
the
gun.
With the hole.
Yeah, it was interesting. We haven't had that happen yet, the gun jam. It's a cool mechanic. Yeah. I like thematically, I like it a lot.
Yeah, cool for you.
I imagine it's incredibly frustrating as a player.
I mean... With how much damage I normally put out into you, I'm fine with it.
Thank
as
you.
Long as it's not happening consistently.
Okay, how gracious, Bleebly, of you.
I mean, we've talked about
totally
it before.
Right.
I like to fail every once in a while. It makes succeeding feel better. If
rewarding.
I'm succeeding all, yeah, if I'm succeeding all the time and never failing at anything, it just kind of gets boring. So
yeah, that's why I like Point Buy so much. It's like everyone's kind of sucky at most things, and they're really good at one thing usually.
Yeah.
Well, it also, for the sake of the situation. Anyway. I feel like I had some good bits that broke you, Ryan.
Something about that voice, the timbre of it, fucking.
Well, it's like I was saying, it's just so obviously. It's funny because I'm really good at deception, but that voice is so clearly a man doing a woman's voice.
Like, it is funny to be like, I'm gonna let my stat back up my insane voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a wild one. You guys were, I've never run a heist in this game that didn't go kind of like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to play goo.
I need so much confidence behind that. Like,
at least once an episode, you say something to me so fucking insane. I have to try to, like.
Says it and then looks at you like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And,
and it gaslights me into thinking, did we play goo? There's so many stupid fucking words in my lore document of like bloop blop sounds that I'm like, is play goo a thing?
Play goo's in there.
Yeah. Wild. It was really funny seeing you guys like use your different skills for different parts of the heist. I thought that was fun.
That was cool. I think the splitting off added a lot to it.
It was really funny. I love, yeah, we got to think of what OSHA stands for in this world. It can't just be regular OSHA.
Why not?
Omnipotent.
Good start.
Yep, okay. It's an all-seat incorporation. Omnipotent safety.
Spellcasting hierarchy association.
Fucking, there you go.
Omnipotent, it's the Krizik OSHA right there.
Omnipotent safety.
Omnipotent spellcasting.
Omnipotent. You know what? I'm not.
Yeah, it's really not that important.
You can say
I don't even think we
are
OSHA. Gertrude never said she was from OSHA anyways.
I'm the one that said OSHA.
He busted in and immediately started calling out railing heights.
And Ballister Lickwits.
That's what it was. It was when Guzin accused me. I was like, you dare accuse me of...
For some reason, being indignant at it really fucking got me. That's made me laugh so hard, I think. It is. I don't know why. Every time you guys ask for a name, I'm just like, what is the stupidest sound of vowels? But then I can never remember them. So I'm making myself write them down.
My favorite, though, was you coming up with Goose.
How many O's are in that name?
A dozen.
Yeah, I'm sure every DM at home knows that feeling where you're like, I can think of a name.
All right.
Flurg. Just like nothing
totally
smart.
Totally like
comes
not
out.
Intentional to have put you on the spot to be like, come up with a name for this character right now. No, I mean, was like, and you all? Like,
I've been just doing this for fucking, 3 years now? I should be able to be like, Frank. But every time.
Short for Franconomist. Like, that's the, you know, yeah. the in-universe name.
Yes. Of course, Franconomist, the fine.
Franconomist isn't even good, so like, don't use that as an example.
I mean, it's better than Bouncicles.
Hey,
no, no,
don't you dare talk about Bouncicles.
Okay, everyone.
I love Bouncicles.
I would die for that, man.
I know. It is also like, it's so funny because I think I was talking to Rich about it on the drive up. I was like, you guys have so many NPCs doing so many things that I have to also in the back of my head be like, okay, and the Bouncicles is still on the case. Like, he's tracking him. Like,
yeah, where's Reggie?
I haven't found out yet.
Reggie maybe Bouncicles did.
Maybe.
What's the Shadow's real name?
Gort.
I love Gort, but I just love calling him G. The Shadow, like despisedly.
The Shadow.
Yeah. Very sarcastic about it. Like, okay, The Shadow.
And then it was so funny. I was like, okay, he's level 2 now. He can bonus action hide, which does nothing for him.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 20.
There are some incredible NPCs in this campaign.
They're so dumb.
Crud is Crud's my favorite so far.
Crud, there's Crag. All getting 25s to high five Crag.
Oh, man.
You got his boy Wick.
Forgot about that completely. That's so awesome.
Yeah, I was just so funny because I was like, okay, well, they just used up all of their luck. And then immediately following, I think Toluga has not rolled above a 10 for like 5 rolls in a row.
No, I've been suffering from failure.
It's such a bummer too. I hate when you like level up in this game. Like, I have so many cool abilities and things I can do, and then you're like, dice are like, no, you don't.
No, you can't use them now. I liked going up to that first checkpoint and just busting out that voice, and you were like, don't nat 20 the performance before you roll.
It's so true though, because sometimes someone does something where you're like, no matter what you roll, that is so funny. I'm going to allow let it happen.
That was fun.
I made up the names on the spot. I had gotten drunk last night and written some in my notes folder. Can't find them. I know I did it. I don't know if I deleted the note or if it was a text that I sent. I can't find it. Yeah. So, Gertrude, Schlebnor. Flood Jefferson I had a NPC named Flood Jefferson I never used in our Spelljammer campaign, and I've been like, that's name is so dumb, sitting on that. And then Pleebly, what was yours? I don't even remember.
You got something cool.
It was like
Blaze McFlame or something. Yeah.
He's the only one. Should have written it down.
It's fine. I'm sure it's people will actually, no one comments on any of this shit. Someone get in the comments and complain.
When we were trying to come up with the name for the quarter,
Firebelly Furnace.
Firebelly Furnace, yeah. Which is cool.
Foundry,
yep. Right. And the quarter is actually what New Orleans calls the French Quarter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So that was where I was.
And it did kind of have like
Zatarain's rice everywhere.
Yeah. I kind of pictured
Batarangs. Batarangs.
It's like a bougie southern kind of place. Ugh, you know,
the worst kind of people.
Yeah,
just kidding.
I'm like really been shitting on the entire southern part of the country for no reason.
Well, they're all lovely. On the English for buttoning their top button of their polos. Yeah. We have listeners in England.
Oh, good. Fuck you guys. I'm kidding. You're great.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, we have quite a few actually.
I button up those polos, baby.
I was recently in Nashville, which was an incredibly fun time. But I have never been in a more gentrified place in my entire life, and it was. Very like, I was like, this isn't even like a real place. This is like the entire country took like just really wealthy like tech bros and like their like weird girlfriends and put them in a little like hipster area of the country. It's insane there. It was very fun.
Isn't that Graceland?
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Did you see pictures in front of Big Wings?
No, but like, there's not only there's those Big Wings which we
put
drove
it on
by.
Your dating profile. I see all of you basic bitches.
There was like literally there was like Big Wings every other corner. Like, they were everywhere.
Well, I mean,
like,
you're in the bachelorette capital of the world.
Yeah, and there were quite a lot of bachelorettes. But that was my idea for this quarter. It was like, oh, this is like the like nice bougie part of this place, and we got to see how like fun and cool and like authentic the Hellion Quarter was. I was like, what's the opposite of that?
Yeah, the fucking prepackaged.
Yeah. Ugh. Fire Genasi just taking
crystal grams
and sending crystal
slide
sets.
Into those crystal gram DMs. Yeah.
It's this world's fun because it's like I haven't fully decided how technologically advanced we are. So if like a bit is funny, we can just kind of throw that in a little bit. But yeah. This was just, I just love doing heists. I've done them a couple times. I love how quickly they unravel immediately.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spud Bupkiss.
Get him!
Spud was saved.
I know. And he's up.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah.
But these two don't know who Spud is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, not a clue.
Yeah, no idea.
They Real see that he'd been released and by his...
Currently, Theo has no idea that Spud is normal and that the other guy's... is like knocked out because I'm behind a thing fixing
a gun. Focusing 100% on your craft.
He's got his little tiny screwdriver out.
Yeah.
His precision tools.
The idea of sitting down during a fight to fix a gun is just so funny to me. I'm like, hey, hold on, everyone. No, I just
time out, guys. Time out.
And like, you have other stuff you could do.
I know.
He doesn't have to worry. They can't get away
His
from
gun's
me.
Never jammed. I could see it'd be like, oh, my, I need to fix this immediately. Yeah, I can't let this get out of control.
Your reaction to being reminded I have Sentinel is great every time.
I hate it. I knew why you got in between all of them, and I was just like, Ryan doesn't remember.
I don't. There's so many little abilities like that as a DM where you forget. And then you just get Sentinel is one of those ones. You know what? Polearm Master is another one.
Oh yeah.
The amount of times I have ran into my friend's spear when I've DM'd him, it's just like I forget it every time. They get the little reaction on the way in. But
so good.
Yeah, there's just some little feats in this game that are like really good. Sentinel's definitely one of them. Especially because Bleebly, his whole thing is like hanging back.
Yeah.
So if you can really punch dudes so that they can't run to him, it really does kind of. Yeah. Change the encounter a little bit.
Yeah.
Should have shot you with Spud. That was my bad.
Did Spud have a projectile?
He had a little crossbow.
Yeah. Oh, right.
He
right,
hit
right.
me on
he
the first the,
shoot the drumstick shot, at
which was a hefty amount of damage.
Yeah. You guys are level 5, right? So you're kind of getting a little bit better with the health, but yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean,
I'm at 44.
Me too. Yeah.
38.
Kind of, yeah. And wow.
I'm frontline.
Twinsies.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was crazy.
Oh my God.
Goodness.
So funny.
Just, mercy me.
And also, like, the end was so funny. Just convincing a crystal mage. Just like, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to kill that guy in a hilarious way. Now.
I was really happy with that reaction. Like, oh my God. Just like seeing this guy get riddled with magic missiles.
I love that you kind of established that. Fucking Guzin was not liked around the warehouse. Like, I knew it.
Yeah. It didn't take much. I guess we'll probably get into the next episode too, but the crystal mage you're fighting has a regular holy symbol of Krizik on his neck. No gems. This guy is a...
Oh, he's a true believer?
He's a true believer.
Well, damn, so him. We're going to need daddy in here to renounce.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to weaken his resolve.
True. And you can also just fight them.
I love how command for you is not like it's not really command. It's just renounce. That's all right. You use it for.
Yeah. Why not? I'm making a god, and we're crusading a crusade. All right.
We need to level it up to bleeve.
I don't like that one.
I also don't like that one
because we aren't forcing their belief into bleeve.
We have to. Yeah. We have to naturally get them to turn to our side. Mm-hmm.
We aren't some Jehovah's
knocking on doors.
Yeah, you aren't some bad religion.
Yeah, totally. We just believe in guns and.
I know. It is funny
so
how like,
American God.
You guys have like
not again.
It didn't take.
Sorry.
It did not take very long for the Church of Bleebly to just be like fucking guns and jumps and fucking going off cool things. It's just like. Became a backwater hillbilly religion so quickly.
Yeah, but we're so inclusive.
It started in a swamp.
That's true.
We want all people.
Possibly your first miracle was hitting a sick mud ramp.
And everyone saw it.
As I was, you know, George Washington on the front of the boat.
Yeah.
Ugh, so good.
It does crack me up thinking about like generations from now, if we do like, you know, multiple campaigns after this, just like a frog man who's just like believed in Bleebly. His grandfather believed in Bleebly.
It's like, badass gunslinger. Like, yeah.
They have a portrait of the fucking blast off
exactly.
in the living room.
Exactly.
Like Renaissance style.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like he's the Last Supper. It's like the 16th chapel, right?
Yeah.
It's up on 16. The ceiling.
Yeah. Just the idea of a bunch of frogmen having to like sit around a table and being like, all right, everyone. Say some prayers to Bleebly before we eat.
Yeah.
May all their knees be shot.
Every time they pour a glass of water.
So dumb.
May we bring the wet
and kill the dry.
I know. That is something to think about, too. It'd be, depending on how later on, it'd be fun to have a guest play a paladin of Bleebly, like a convert.
Yeah, maybe do like a time skip.
Yeah.
So like, it's sort of long enough for the religion to have really taken hold.
I know. Well, yeah, I've been kind
establishing my next character, guys. Stop.
Yeah, no, yeah, great ideas. Put it on the pinboard.
I've been starting to kind of come up with the mechanics for godhood a little bit. So,
oh, we're getting kind of close to a number that maybe you're hit.
We're almost at the 500 benchmark.
Yeah, so you guys are getting in there. So I would like to start being like, okay, after X amount of followers, we'll all get a little bit of a little fun bump of some kind.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're at 426.
Yeah. We got a power up at 500,
more
right?
People.
That happened so fast. It seems like just yesterday.
How many people are in the Hellion Quarter?
It's a lot. I mean, we it's could a pretty
get,
big city.
We could get
we
a
battle
lot from
those
the
bands.
Yeah. If I make them shit their pants so good.
I can't. If I went to a concert and they played a sound that made me shit my pants, I'd be like, I'm not going to that concert
but
anymore.
What if it was such a good performance, they just lost control?
Yeah.
And they had a blast.
I'm trying to think.
Like, literally.
An ass,
blast,
an ass blasting.
And they wouldn't. They would be so tight-knit with everyone else who was there because everyone shat their pants.
Oh, so also,
it's a group experience.
Yeah. Also, not to mention, we come on after these Krizik dorks and literally blow their socks off.
Do we and their come pants.
On, but do we go on after them or do we go on before them? We don't know yet.
I imagine since Cosmo's
well,
the
before,
only
even
one
better.
That Doreen's putting this on. Who's putting this on?
The king. The king is.
The king. Oh, yeah.
But you did see that tons of
who
bands.
Who was the promoter? There was a promoter who was like, oh my God, I lost all my bands.
Yeah, so tons of bands had dropped out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I think the one guy that they know would be closing the show. You know he's a talented musician.
Well, I'm assuming Conviction is the other band.
Oh,
there's actually one other band you guys saw on the list. A band called Vortex Warp.
Oh, right.
Okay. No one had heard of before. It's like a new band.
What do they play?
You'll find out. Battle of the Bands is coming up.
They play ska.
Vortex Warp ska.
They're just skanking at us left and right.
All I'm saying is if we go first and they shit their pants, they're going to leave so there's no one in the crowd. If we're last and they shit their pants, our performance was so good that they just lost control.
We need to find a way to go on last.
I'm concerned about your just locked into the shitting pants.
I'm ending the song on a fucking brown note, right?
Fucking pants shitter.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was,
he's going to shoot in the sky. I brown note, you pyrotechnics.
Pyrotechnics, yeah. For the finale.
Yeah.
I just, it's so funny. The way you guys' brains work just cracks me up. You're like, okay, so we're going to be in front of the king and all these people. We want to like do all this. I'm going to make them shit their pants. Then they'll definitely trust me.
Well, they won't know we did it. They'll know that the music. It resonated with them.
Yeah. They were so relaxed.
I'm just picturing like, if like, okay, so picture like a suburban dwarven mom is at this concert and hears what's going to be basically metal music for the first time and has such a visceral reaction. She shits her pants. She's going to be like, that's my new favorite kind of music. Or like, that's the scariest thing that's ever happened.
I imagine
to me.
It's going
to
be like when all those women in the 50s heard Elvis for the first time.
They all started fainting in the crowds.
Yeah, well,
and when you say
they're
going to
shit, they're gonna shit so much that they just faint.
Yes.
I mean, hey, you know, this is your campaign, guys. You know, this is your story to tell, and I am but
also,
an arbiter.
Do you have vicious mockery?
I do. Yeah.
Oh. Once the king fucking shits his britches.
Yeah, well, we are going
to
make fool for
him. Let's not
make
fun of the king. Take him down a peg.
Kind of want
this fucking idiot.
His subjects like don't respect him anymore, even though they all shat themselves too.
Yeah,
yeah.
His was the most public.
Well, I mean, I think he's in cahoots. He sent
it could
the bracelets.
Be Janeer.
He sent the brace.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We got a got a lot to unravel, and also a lot. To battle. I killed myself. I'm sorry.
This wizard's gonna die.
Can we edit that out? Can
we edit my joke out? Never.
Anyone can we edit that out? It didn't land.
It's gonna stay there.
Okay.
I like this idea. I think once we make fun of the king for shitting himself.
Oh, he'll like us?
I don't think we make fun of the king for shitting himself.
No. What do you mean?
We make fun of Krizik for
he's a fucking Krizik believer.
We don't know that. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. We gotta see how things shake out.
Yeah.
You know, like all that shit in their pants.
We'll worry about it after they poop their pants.
Wait a minute. Do we put crud on a fucking discount pants store real quick? Just duct taping together old pieces of pants to make new pants. We're gonna need pants.
Crud's secondhand pants.
Yep. Are you like insider trading pants?
Well, hold on. Are you smart enough to know this?
Glebnor, for sure not.
Then it's not.
So, are you saying Glebnor has to be smart to come up with his secondhand pants idea?
Yeah.
That's such a high mark of intelligence.
Every layer of this is insane.
We had negative int, so we wouldn't think of the idea of selling pants.
Yeah. You don't think there's going to be a huge run on pants after the concert?
I know. My little Krikorak.
Yeah.
Shred. He's going to be fucking rolling in it.
Yeah.
Money, hopefully not shit.
Well, if he's there, he's rolling in it.
Dispose of the shit pants before they go get new pants.
What's the sewage system like in
we're about to find out.
It's fine. I don't know if it's ready to handle.
Kind of aqueducts you got under here.
I don't know if it's enough to handle an entire community shitting themselves at once, but
it's that we'll fucking see.
It'll be a bonding moment with the community and their king.
It's like one of those fucking
and believably brought them all together.
Block the sewer, it's the size of a bus. What do they call it?
Yeah, but what if we shit our pants?
We're a part of the group
from people using wet wipes.
We prove
they get like this big gelatinous shit people. Log in the fucking sewers.
He is a man of the people.
Yeah,
I don't like any of this.
Anyways,
I wanted to do Scott Pilgrim. Was that not clear?
No, it was clear, but I'm derailing it into shitting.
Scott Pilgrim's a dork.
It's fine. He's not really the hero of that movie or comic book series, really. Anyway, it's kind of like. He's dating a teenager in the first fucking panel, so it's fine. I mean, you guys can make everyone shit themselves. I would be... Who am I to stop you from doing that?
I'm gonna...
I mean, to be fair, you know, you let Harut get the brown note. I mean, you know he's gonna use it.
I also... I gotta put this out there. This ancient kazoo art needs a certain dampness in the air.
He's retconning.
Just right.
Well, don't worry. I can create water.
He needs to roll for it. Yes. Anyway.
He does have to roll a performance check.
The dice at the end of the day will decide whether everyone shits their pants or not.
I just don't
that
know
is true.
I want this.
If I've known these dice.
I know.
No, man. They're chaotic. They're as chaotic as this group. So we'll see.
I just don't want it to be like every arc. It's like, when will someone shit themselves in this arc? Like,
yeah.
Well, some I mean, point
no, I got to whip it out when you forget I have it.
That's true.
The
That's
idea
the funniest
is, too,
option.
Though, is that this is like one night only, this performance,
yeah,
too.
Of course.
Like,
yeah, it's not like I'm kazooing, making people shit their pants every other night.
I know, but I don't want to give you the mechanical ability.
I don't
want to
open
that
shit pants door.
That door's open, buddy.
That fly is down. Oh, boy. All right. Well, I guess that's pretty much it. We got some stuff to do. We got the rest of this heist to plan, to maneuver. It's going to be a doozy, I think. We'll see.
It's going to be a dookie.
It's going to be a dookie.
Look at this guy.
Come on. Mark, get us out of here.
Well, as always, folks, you know, we're grateful for you listening. And thank you to our friends across the pond.
Sorry.
And all around the world.
We got people everywhere. Anyways.
Love your polos.
Stop alienating people.
I just said I liked it.
It was condescending. Anywho, thank you always. Make sure you get on there. Don't rate, review, subscribe. You don't do it. I've been begging you. You don't do it. Tell people. Tell everyone. If you know anybody who's even remotely interested in this, tell them. You like to laugh? We like to laugh. Anyways, that's the end, I guess. I don't have anything really good going on here. We're kind of in the middle of something.
What's the status with the house?
It's rebuilding. Okay. We're trying to build the house. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.